This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. Dr. Sally J. Storm will be the next superintendent of the Fern Ridge Schools in Elmira. Dr. Storm, superintendent the past 7 years of the McKenzie School District 40 miles east of Eugene, will take the helm of a district 14 miles west of Eugene July 1st. Fern Ridge enrolls students from Elmira, Vinita, Notai, and Walton. Dr. Storm holds a Ph.D. in Educational Administration from Washington State University. I got to know her in the KLCC studios.
I grew up on a ranch in Montana, salt of the earth people, learned the meaning of hard work. I always wanted to be a teacher, used to play school with my dogs, went from teaching into administration and from administration into being a superintendent.
Did growing up on a ranch inform your decision to become a school administrator?
It didn't inform my decision to become a school administrator, but it informed how I behaved as an administrator. I really believe in modeling a high work ethic and have done so and will remain doing so. I'm not scared to work hard. I believe in it. The elbow grease always helps.
Have you set any goals for yourself, Sally, as you prepare for your new assignment?
I have a laser focus on student achievement and equity. I just want to get in there and meet the people. I've met the board of Fern Ridge, and they seem like people of integrity and character. And I hear fantastic things about the staff, so I just can't wait to meet them.
The superintendency has changed mightily in Oregon, it seems to me, over the past two or three decades, from one in which you were building things in your school and adding programs to one in which most superintendents are spending a lot of time just cutting staff and cutting days. How has that impacted your attitude toward the superintendency?
It's been devastating. I mean, I truly felt like I was dismantling our school district to a certain extent. We no longer were able to make decisions based on what was best for students, and instead had to make decisions based on what we could afford. That isn't always a good decision. We're starting to dig out of that hole now. That's exciting, but it'll take us a long time to get back to where we were because the cuts have been so deep.
Has it dampened your enthusiasm for the job?
No, but it's dampened my enthusiasm for finance.
Sally, what do you take the greatest pride in your work at the McKenzie District?
It's a great community up there, hardworking people. The climate of the school has changed since I've been there. There used to be a lot of bullying and a lot of fights. We've gotten that, so it's much better now. Students respect one another and get along better.
How'd you make that happen?
By asking the adults in the school to pay attention to the students. The students help each other, monitor each other. The adults help monitor the students and help the students if they're being bullied.
At one point, you gave a talk in Salem, Sally, in which you talked about the 9 characteristics of high-performing schools. Which would you place at the top of the list?
School environment. The adults in the school need to feel safe and need to be honored, and the students need to feel safe and be honored as well. If children feel safe and nurtured, they'll learn better.
You're going to be taking on the reins of a 1,500-student district, which is more than 6 times the size of the McKenzie district that you now lead. What do you see as your greatest challenge there?
Getting to know the people that work there and getting to know the community and making sure that I become a great advocate and ambassador for the students of Fern Ridge.
Dennis Frederick has been Fern Ridge superintendent for 4 years. Have you had a chance to meet with him?
Oh, yes. I've worked with Dennis on several committees at the Educational Service District, and he's a great guy, and he's done a very fine job there. Big shoes to fill.
What has he shared with you?
He's shared some of the changes that he's made since he's been there and some of the improvements, and laid out some interesting challenges, you know, just working with the families and working with the community. He's done a great job of getting to know the community and working with the community.
You mentioned the Education Service District, which is, of course, the county unit that helps provide special needs services. The Oregon legislature has given schools the right to withhold funds from county education service districts and provide services in district. And Eugene 4J has said it will withhold $5 million to do just that. Dr. Frederick has expressed concerns about that. Do you share them?
I do share them. That's probably one thing that the legislature has done in recent years around education that I have disagreed with. I believe very strongly in the Educational Service District. It provides equitable access for students. Because I've been in small districts, I've been able to utilize their services to a great level. I want them to be compelling for big districts as well, but I believe in the ESD and in the equitable access it provides.
Sally Storm, selected from among 23 applicants, was officially named superintendent of the Fern Ridge School District at a special board meeting on Monday. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.